Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says that there is no forgiveness of sins. That's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. I want you to think about that. Sin is a stain on our hearts, really so great that the only cleansing agent for it, the Bible says, is blood. That means that something or someone must die in order to atone or to make right our sin. In the Old Testament, Israel had laws to perform and commands to keep. Included in that was a sacrificial system put in place by God to atone for sin. However, it was not, nor was it ever meant to be, a perfect sacrificial system, a perfect system that would make humans right before God. But rather, it was to remind them of a greater sacrifice that would eventually come. Jesus of Nazareth was that sacrifice. God's own Son came into the world to be the perfect sacrifice for our sin. He had to die for us. His blood had to be spilled so that we could be forgiven of all of our sin. He was innocent. We are guilty. He was righteous. We are unrighteous. We know this about ourselves. This is the good news of the gospel. All the sin that you've ever committed, and yes, even will commit, can be washed away by the blood of Jesus. And because the scripture says there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, that means that to die in your own sins without the blood of Jesus washing your sin away only leads to an eternal hell where you will then pay the consequences for your own sin for eternity. Do you see how great the sacrifice had to be? For eternity, we would be separated from God, paying the punishment for our sin because it is so great. It's so great, we could never pay it off. But Jesus' blood is immensely powerful enough to satisfy all the punishment we deserve. And here's the wonderful news about all of this. It's free. It's God's grace, it's unmerited grace that we're shown by believing upon His only Son who died in our place for our sin. It doesn't cost you anything. Faith in Him is all. Now, of course, it will cost you your life, because true heartfelt faith in Jesus will produce a very real obedience and repentance toward Him. There is power in the blood. He said, all who ask shall receive. Let me ask you a question today. Will you ask Him? Would you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today? Until next time, let brotherly love continue.